You meet a lot of interesting people working with the homeless on the streets. One of my favorites was Keith. He was small, very friendly, soft-spoken, and with a strong Christian faith. He was well-versed in the Bible and at one time was an elder in his church. During our conversations, he would often tell me there were three things he wanted to accomplish, his goals for the near future. And even though he was homeless, he still had goals. One was to find a job. The second was to find a place to live. And the third was to become a Catholic at Easter. Wow, pretty good goals, I thought. And he was well on his way to becoming Catholic because he had joined the RCIA group, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, at the inner city parish where we met. And one of the volunteers there had agreed to be his sponsor. Often over the course of that winter, I would see Keith either at the Friday night dinners for the homeless offered near the church or at daily mass that he attended quite frequently. As winter turned to spring, I lost track of Keith, as often happens with homeless friends that we meet along the way. That spring, a few weeks after we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus at Easter, my wife Diane and I were at the movies. As the show ended and we walked out of the theater, I heard someone call my name. There he was, Keith, dressed in a theater staff burgundy golf shirt, tending to some spilled popcorn from the kiddie movie in the next theater. Keith greeted me with a warm smile and a hug. I introduced him to my wife, and we chatted for a moment. "I did it," Keith exclaimed. "I became Catholic at Easter." "That's wonderful," I replied. "And that's not all. The day after Easter, I got this job, and yesterday I moved into my new apartment. It's tiny, but it's great." "Wow, Keith, you achieved the three things we discussed last winter," I observed. "I sure did, with God's help," he said humbly. "Time to set some new goals," I suggested. And as we neared the exit, I repeated my congratulations. "God bless you, Keith. And you too, Tony," as he waved goodbye. Just like in the spring, I've lost track of Keith. I haven't seen him since. I often wonder if he's still employed. As winter approaches, I wonder if he still had a warm place to live. He may lose his job or his apartment, but the one thing I know he will never lose is his strong faith that God will provide. A tiny miracle, you might think, but you'll never convince Keith or me of that. They were the answer to prayer as Keith and I thank God for his good fortune. This is Tony Agnese.